It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
All right, we're here. We're in my home. Or no, my second home. There
Are
we go.
You paying my taxes now? Hell yeah.
Now we're in Stephanie's kitchen, and she's mixing something furiously.
Guess what I'm making?
A lamb cake.
Aaron and I have been sharing Easter lamb cake and butter lamb and heap and cheese combo pairings all week.
Okay, so the story on this first item we're going to honeys today is I wanted to get some better bands for my fitness tracker, because the one they give you is like, it's that rubber, it's a rubber wristband, which when you sweat, it just gets all gross feeling. So I decided to get some nylon bands with a decent Velcro attachment on them. And I also, I got some, I have a Brita pitcher that I use. So I bought those, but I needed to spend about $3 more on something to get free shipping. So I decided to try something that, well, let's see. I haven't had this since I think 7th grade.
Pornography?
Oh no, I had that today. No. So I decided to buy an ice cream sandwich. A freeze-dried ice cream sandwich.
It looks horrifying in the package. The package itself is freeze-dried, right?
Hmm?
Not just the sandwich, but also this packaging, the shipping packaging mm-hmm. is freeze-dried.
Yes. Well, no, this is... It's not sealed. You know, it's not like vacuum-packed or anything. But I'm going to do something here. Pardon the noise. I'm going to actually take a picture of this. All right. This kitchen is a hub of activity.
It is.
So, shall I open this?
Please do.
All right. Oh. You're going to love this.
Oh.
It's wrapped like an actual ice cream sandwich. All right, it's very light.
It looks like it's not freeze-dried. Just
yeah.
Looking over your shoulder there.
You know what? I should take a picture of this, too.
And before we eat that, would you read some of the ingredients to me?
Sure.
Because I need to know what kind of situation I'm going to be in.
All right. Okay. Took another picture. I think that's going to be the cover photo, is the actual. All right. The ingredients. The ice cream is milk, cream, sugar, corn syrup, non-fat milk, whey, natural and artificial vanilla flavor.
Four kinds of milk.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to resolve the situation I'm currently having. So.
Okay.
Or it could make it worse. We'll find out.
I will guarantee you that the ingredients on this are probably the same as a frozen ice cream sandwich.
I wonder if they have to adjust for the mm-hmm. like the moisture level of the sandwich itself.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a bite?
You do it first, because I'm making homemade buttermilk right now.
Okay.
Oh, that crunch.
Mmm. Mmm. It's... Okay. How can I put this? It's got the, Would you like me to run to the store?
No. This is how you do it.
Okay. What do you think?
I love that. Mm. It reminds me of the freeze-dried marshmallows and Lucky Charms.
By the way, the serving size is one package. Calories, 140.
Not bad.
I mean, there's like nothing to it.
Well, they just suck the moisture out. It's as dry as Ben Shapiro's wife's vagina.
Would you like a piece of just a cookie?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of got like a styrofoam thing going on.
Which I'm gonna go out on a limb too and say that the amount of processing that went into that probably won't actually irritate my stomach the way that more fresh, less processed dairy does.
Well, we'll find out.
Dun dun dun.
So I was wondering something, and it's got me thinking of doing an experiment at some point.
I'm not interested in opening up our relationship.
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking. I was thinking about, you know, the next time I order something, I get maybe a 3-pack of these because I want to try something.
Rehydrating?
Add water and then throw it in the freezer.
So it's funny you say that.
To see if it will be like an ice cream sandwich.
You know what? It's funny you say that.
Mm-hmm.
See this thing right here? This is very experimental kitchen day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a grow your own strawberries kit I got for my birthday.
Oh.
And it comes with a disc of potting soil that's dehydrated. It looks like a coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in water and it floofs up. Like those sponges, those toy sponges that look like capsules.
I know what you're talking. I know what you're talking about, but did you know that there's? Well, first, okay. So let me preface this by saying I'm not a fan of them because I prefer the brass wool for it. But when you get a soldering iron, you get a little sponge. It's usually like 1/16 of an inch thick, and you add water and it like poofs up to like more than 1/4 inch thick.
It's kind of like my hair in humidity.
Would you like another bite?
Yes, please.
I will wait for you to be ready to take this bite because I don't want to try breaking it. That's the whole thing.
I like that you're feeding it to me. So that I can keep my washed hands clean for cooking.
Yeah, so this isn't bad. I haven't had this in forever.
That's very good.
Yeah, this has been sitting since Thursday since I got it.
You've probably been eyeing it.
Hmm?
You've been eyeing it the whole
time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Would you do a tall person job for me?
Sure.
One of those salts up there is open. I need the open one. Thank you.
That's the open one.
You like that I didn't crawl?
I would rather you not.
The only reason I didn't is because you can see me. Mm-hmm. You know I was doing it.
I'm definitely gonna have to buy another one or two of those. Yeah, I'll just get a 3-pack or a 6-pack. I mean, they're more novelty than anything. Although a lot of people say that you use these for like camping and stuff.
Oh yeah, and the benefit of it being freeze dried is it wouldn't really have a one, you don't need to waste ice, but it wouldn't have as much of a smell the way they've sealed it, packaged it to keep the moisture out. So you would be safer from bears.
One of these days we should find one. You could order them on Amazon. Try an MRE.
We watched that John Wilson documentary where he ate expired MREs with a crazy prepper friend. And it looked bad. Like, I did not have interest in that.
Well, they have like fresh, they have like...
Yeah, but they're terrible, historically.
How old were these?
Probably 20 years old.
Things have changed in...
So this recipe I found said that a tip for your lamb cake mold is unseasoned breadcrumbs in the butter. And since someone here doesn't like coconut, and I won't be dusting this with coconut when it's done, I thought I'll use these panko breadcrumbs, which will give it a texture.
So, lamb cake adventure time.
I am terrible at baking. And then you add, novelty shapes to it. And I think the only time I've successfully done the lamb cake, I either had to use props to keep the head up, or I made one out of Rice Krispie Treat. That was really good.
I bet that worked out well.
But usually... Because I keep forgetting that you can't just use regular box cake batter, because it's too light. It's not dense enough. It's more of a pound cake. The last time I tried to make one for you and Oliver, the ass fell off. And it was like the ass of Christ. Which is how I ended up with those terrible cupcakes. I was like, we can salvage this. Look, this doesn't look terrible.
I know.
It hasn't... become a shape yet, but...
Well, I mean, it's batter.
Look how dense that is.
Yeah, that better work.
Well, I mean, it's me, so... manage your expectations. Yeah, this is definitely a different texture than when I tried to use Duncan Hines.
Opportunities come at the worst time. I had an opportunity today to finally get a new car. As I was driving here, somebody decided that he is going to fill that space between me and the car behind me by pulling into like a spot that was probably about a car and a half length. And I seriously thought about hitting the brakes. I was like, you know what? I just put $1,200 into this car. I really don't want to do it.
What's your deductible on your insurance? Not that I would ever encourage insurance fraud.
I think it's $500. But, I mean, I just got my car back, and I also didn't feel like standing out on the side of the highway on a miserable day like this. I wanted to get here and see you bake a lamb cake. Because this is going to be entertaining.
So, I know you love when I cackle. It fills you with confidence. The recipe I'm using is from the PolishHousewife.com. And it said to bake it as the two halves. Sometimes you just bake it as the one and then you stick it together. I'm following the recipe. Where is that going to get me? I do have to stick them together, I think, to bake them, though. But then...
to bake them?
So some recipes have have you bake, like, the bulk of the cake in this, and then it fills this other half.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has me doing it in two layers and then sticking jelly in between the layers.
Yeah, why not?
And what I have is jelly. Where did it go? I had a raspberry jelly somewhere. But I've got this peach spread. Mm. But I thought the raspberry would be, like, a nice, gruesome, bloody touch. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
I don't know. It's probably going to fall apart, and then I have to transport it to my parents' house. So maybe I'll just, like, transport it laying down and just frost one side. And then before we eat at my parents', because we're driving all over tomorrow. All
right.
When we get back there.
Whoa.
I got it.
I'm just seeing this string of batter
it's
flopping around.
I'm in total control right now.
That's what you say.
Yeah, maybe we'll either leave the ass unfrosted or we'll do it before dinner. I don't know. This is a journey that we're going to take together.
Oh.
The amount of cursing I do, though, when I'm trying to stick this thing together. This is the easy part. This is the part that goes fine. If we had two lambs, like, laying down, just the halves looking like they were humping in a meadow. Oh. That's my backup plan. Easter's about fertility. And you really investigate it, right?
I guess. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to apologize for the adult content here.
Is that adult content? How do you think we all got here?
Bow chicka wow wow.
Like two lambs humping in a field.
Okay. So. Oh. She has given me the spoon to lick. Good batter.
Buttermilk. That is what the recipe told me to do. Hmm. And if a Polish housewife doesn't know what to do, who does, Jason?
I have no idea.
Dip the lamb's face into the glaze.
Woo!
Oh, that's how they get the frosting to stick. They glaze it. They cover it with, the fluid of the Lord. And then they frost it. Oh, some people add food coloring.
They add food coloring for what?
Pinkness? Oh, see, on this one, they made a little face.
Mm.
This is like advanced lamb cake shit.
Yeah, I think it comes out looking the same, you know, looking, you know, reasonably like a lamb, then I think you're doing okay for yourself.
Either way, the hunks of cake are going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in whatever form they take. They're just not pretty. Okay.
I don't bake, so you're doing better than I am. And as you can hear, Odo is in here, drinking water.
They make silicone molds for these? Why am I using this?
Well, you should buy a silicone mold for next year.
This is the family lamb cake mold.
How dare I, you know, suggest you... No, Odo. How dare I suggest you, you know, abandon family tradition.
This is why everyone in my family's mentally ill.
Because of a lamb cake mold?
Yes. I'm blaming this mold.
Yeah, I decided to have a Good Friday and take Good Friday off. Well, sort of. My car wasn't going to be ready. I decided, you know, as I said, I told a little white lie, a little fib at work. But it doesn't matter. We were, remember, I've been licking that.
I found alternate instructions for pivoting.
Now what are you doing?
Filling it all in one.
Breadcrumbs and all.
It'll be fine. You won't even taste them.
There'll be little crunchy bits.
Jason, I swear to God. I swear on this lamb cake.
No, you swear at this lamb cake.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm being mean. And I'm sorry, Stephanie, for being mean.
Yeah, you're being awfully mean to someone who's preparing your food today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So what do you bake that and then...
So, yeah, this other instruction, the Italian housewife says to stick it all in one. So that's what we're going to do. Because then I don't have to worry about sticking jelly between these things, which I feel would be my first point of failure. And if the lamb is misshapen, you know, nothing is perfect.
True.
Plus, this guy's still greased up with breadcrumbs on the inside, so this will work just fine. So then you put the little guy inside the big guy. You make him cuddle burrows.
Okay.
This looks like the lamb's doing a line of cocaine.
I'm
so I don't bake.
You have a weird sense of humor. That's what I love about you. So what else is going on?
Besides Easter Thunderdome this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, just to finish my thought there. Yeah, I told a little white lie at work. Told my boss my parents needed their car back. So, that's how I ended up getting Good Friday off.
It's not really a terrible lie. You probably shouldn't be driving your parents' car any more miles than you have to, because if you are in an accident, you're breaking both legs.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe that the Cavalier is still running one.
Yeah, it's, so my parents' car is 21 years old. It has 78,000 miles on it.
It's also, like, the bottom of the barrel of Chevy cars. No. It's the second to last. When Chevy bought the Geo Metro and turned it into the Chevy Metro, that's the bottom.
I mean, I had a 90 Cavalier. My brother had a 92 Cavalier. When I worked at McDonald's many years ago, we had, let's see. A guy that I worked with had an 88 Cavalier. My manager had an 89 Cavalier. Yeah. I had a 90 Cavalier.
Because they're piece of shit cars that you can buy at, or you could buy out of McDonald's salary back in the day.
I mean,
I've driven my share of piece of shit cars. I'm not judging you for it. I'm just saying it's a miracle that one is presently still on the road.
Well, I mean, it's got, like I said, it's got 78,000 miles on it.
They drive it once a week.
A few times a week. That's not, you know, I mean... You know what?
It gets 2 miles to the store.
It gets me to work.
Yeah, it's just stuck.
It gets me to work when I don't have my car. I'm not looking at...
When you sent me a picture of how you fit in it, I thought this can't be safe. It's a good thing you're not planning on having children, because if that airbag went off, not only would it blind you, it would tag you directly in the nuts.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, it gets me to where I have to go. So. I think that's about all we have right now. We'll probably be back with something else. We'll be back with the, you know, how the lamb cake looks.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring it back at the family dinner table.
Well, no, after you bake the cake, I want to see how it
looks. Oh, yeah, that'll be later this afternoon. This is part of our dinner in the oven right now.
Well, for the folks listening, you know, it'll be right after this Excitebike theme. Alright, well, it's not Easter. It's a few days after Easter. We kind of forgot. We forgot about recording the last part of the episode. So you made a lamb cake for Easter.
I did.
And how did that turn out?
Well, it was technically a cake.
I'm gonna say, it was very dense.
We knew it would be from the batter, but I was not expecting it to be brick-like.
It was a 4-pound cake. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was.
It was solid. It was thick.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that turned out.
It was largely held together with toothpicks. Much like the Lord, it was supported by a wooden structure. And then half the frosting got lost in transport, so I had to do a quick patch job in the kitchen.
So that's, you know, that's the same reason why, so for my mom's birthday the week before, I decided I'm going to get her, my parents like the Pepperidge Farm cakes, they come in the freezer section and stuff. Well, I decided the night that I bought them, which was the Friday night before we would be over there, that I would buy the cakes and I would take them over there that night, because if I were going to thaw those out and transport them on Sunday, you know, that Sunday, yeah, you'd be scraping most of the icing out of the box.
Well, in your case, you're going 2 miles.
I know, but still.
This lamb cake, much like the Lord, had many travels and many stops and many perilous encounters. And also, in the end, we made short work of it. And afterwards, I was very thirsty.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'll take a drink for the road. So I went to my parents' endless soda drawer. You know, the drawer you just keep dumping soda into.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lone Gatorade, and I was like, well, I'll drink this. And Mom said, hey, that might be pretty old. I was going to drink that to get rid of it. And I was like, it'll be fine. What's in Gatorade? Just electrolytes? Those don't expire. And
it's got electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
It's what plants crave. Like, what could go wrong? So I drank not all of it, fortunately. Just a little bit of it. And went to bed. And was up all night.
Losing your lamb cake?
You know, I feel like I digested the lamb cake. Of all the things you wouldn't think I'd digest, the one loaded with butter, I think that went, through me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the spirit, it moved me. It was other things that didn't sit so well. So in the morning, I was texting everyone, like, hey, is everyone else okay? Because I've had better nights. And then I looked at the bottle of the Gatorade, and it was hard to read because of the fluid loss. But it turns out the consensus is that it expired February 21st, 2020.
So pre-pandemic.
Yeah. And then I Googled, can Gatorade expire? And it turns out it can. And that you would know it's different because it would have a smell or texture or taste that's different than usual. Mm-hmm. But you know it was different about this Gatorade, and it did seem a little thicker to me. But it was real Gatorade. It was original. I'm used to drinking diet. Mm-hmm. So if the flavor was off, I wouldn't have noticed. And I didn't drink that much anyway. But I am immunosuppressed.
True.
So things like, you know, bacteria hit me harder.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's... I was purged of my sins by the Easter lamb cake.
I love the religious connotations.
I can only describe it as a religious experience. Thank God I didn't drink the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think my parents feel really guilty about it, and they shouldn't, because, one, we all have an endless drawer of something in our house. Two, she warned me it might be old, and I was the one who said, it'll be fine. Gatorade be doesn't fine. Expire. Don't be crazy. It's mostly salt.
Mm-hmm. But you seem to be feeling better now.
I am. I did, like, a bland diet for one day, and...
And today you came over here and I fed you hot Italian sausage with hot Italian sausage sandwiches. I put some crushed red pepper in the sauce.
We're going to see how that feels.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say my system's 100% back to normal, but, you know, my system's never been...
I hope it's okay.
Exactly the way I wanted it to function anyway, so...
This now concludes the Easter episode.
Yeah.
Which started way, way back when. I don't even know.
Definitely before Easter.
Let's see. What else?
I don't think we have any great food adventures coming up. Oh, mm-hmm. I might be getting Aladdin's for lunch tomorrow.
Ooh. We have come to a decision at some point next time we're out Michigan way, out towards Michigan. So we just watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
I can't believe you've never seen it before.
It's crazy. It was funny. I will say it was funny. I mean, and it was just so fast.
Mm-hmm. Good joke density, good pacing.
But yeah, it's kind of, made me want to, maybe make an adventure and go to White Castle. But unfortunately, all the White Castles in Cleveland are gone. Yeah. They're now just around southern Michigan. So we might have to go to Detroit.
And what a shame, we'll have to pass the beef jerky outlet on the way.
Oh, darn. And Tony Paco. Oh, wait. Well, we're going to be going. God.
And this time there's a much slimmer chance that I will lock myself out of my own house in my haste to get to White Castle. So. Good.
Well, you actually have to plan to get to White Castle this time. It's not just a quick jaunt up the road or something. Yeah, it's not.
You see a commercial and you say, oh my God, let's go to White Castle. And then lock yourself out and be like, I thought you had the keys.
So it's going to be, Jason and Steph go to White Castle.
Yeah, what kind of wacky side quest adventures will we have?
We'll have to record them.
Will I kidnap you and make you go to another maritime museum?
A shipwreck museum.
I had a great time. Ooh, we can go fun. On the part that was closed last time, the big boat.
It was fun. Good idea. Let's do that.
I'll have to plan to take you somewhere else that you don't know about.
Alrighty. So, I think that's going to be it. Do you have anything else?
Clean out your fridges.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm sorry. I know after, Stephanie's little story there, I suppose this isn't the best ending phrase of all time, but, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.
Howdy, folks. It's just me. I am alone here. It's, because it's Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day. So, naturally, I went to Taco Bell. I figure, not a lot of people are going to be there, and also I'm too lazy to cook today. Well, I fried bacon and made eggs and toast for breakfast, or late lunch, or late breakfast, lunch. But Taco Bell has a new item on the menu called the Cheesy Chicken Crispinata. So I am going to give this thing a shot. It's just a little, it's a little, like, it's an empanada. I mean, considering that I have a place not too far from me that actually is called empanadas and is actually Latin American street food, we'll see how good this is. But, I mean, it's probably going to be Taco Bell good, but it's not going to be Latin American street food good. Okay, it's not bad. It's not real spicy. Got good flavor though. The shell is crispy. I'm wondering what it would be like had I eaten it in a restaurant and not driven it, not taken it for a mile and a half drive to get home. Or to go to the store. But no, it's pretty good. I'd recommend it. It's not, obviously, it's not as good as, you know, the place I just mentioned, the Latin American street food place, literally called Empanadas. That is really good. If you ever come to Cleveland, highly recommend it. And if you're at Taco Bell and you see this on the menu, go for it. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. This is going to be, I don't know what you heard before this, but this is going to be an add-on clip. So, happy snacking, everyone. All right, here we are. Heartburn Honey is resolution time. Stephanie's resolution continues with trying different flavors of Outshine bars, and this time around I found one. There were only two flavors left in the freezer at Mark's when I went,
and you're challenging me this time.
One of them was lime and the other one is a flavor that you are not a fan of.
It's watermelon.
Yep, it's watermelon. To me, they're not bad. They're good. They're not great.
This is the exact color of a shade of lipstick I wear in the summer.
Oh, very nice. Well, all right. So are you ready to try this?
Yeah, I mean,
it smells like watermelon.
It smells a little sweeter, you know, added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready?
Oh, that's real watermelon-y. It tastes kind of like the rind.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, I told you.
It's extremely watermelon-y.
It's not, you thought this was going to be a breeze of a resolution, and then watermelon.
So you know how the pineapple ones retain the texture of mm-hmm. actual pineapple? This is doing the same thing where it's gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the things I don't like about watermelon.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it the flavor or is it the texture of watermelon both. That you don't like?
It's like gritty water.
Now, I like watermelon.
Most really people do. I don't hate it. Like, if that was the only thing on my plate in front of me and I was hungry, I'd eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, of all the fruits, there's so many other better fruits.
So yeah, this is, I'm helping you with your resolution.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know, I do try new things. I'll try them.
So do I.
So, you know, it's an experience and I'm glad I had it but I would not buy this flavor personally.
Okay, well, you know what? You're lucky then that I bought it, because
yeah. So this way, you can enjoy the rest.
Mm-hmm. I have lime in the freezer, and I have the rest of your grape. Which, next time I go to the store, if I see grape, I'll get another.
The grape's good.
I'll get another box, and I'll finish yours.
Yeah, the grape's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. These are good. I still have strawberry and mango Aldi brand in my freezer. So,
Mom says the peach one is like real peach. So it's kind of like this where the flavor isn't super intense.
Right.
Because peaches tend to be more mild. But mm-hmm. I love peach. So if I see that, I'll buy that next time.
So.
Yeah, we're working through them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's finish our movie.
Yes. So. Alrighty, folks. Anyway, I don't know what you're going to hear before this, but, it was really good. Whatever we put before it, which was probably, you know, 2 or 3 days from now, that's it. So, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.